Brought to her uncle's decaying Oxfordshire estate when she was a child, Grace has grown up on the periphery of a once great household, an outsider in her own home. Now a self-possessed and secretive young woman, she has developed unusual predilections for painting, particularly forgery, for deception, for other girls. As Grace cultivates her talent as a copyist, she realizes that her uncanny ability to recreate paintings might offer her a means of escape. Secretly, she puts this skill to use as an art forger, creating fake masterpieces in candlelit corners of the estate. Saving the money she makes from her sales, she plans a new life far from the family that has never seemed to want her. Then, a letter arrives from the South Atlantic. The writer claims to be her cousin Charles, long presumed dead at sea, who wishes to reconnect with his family. When Charles returns, Grace's aunt welcomes him with open arms. Yet fractures appear in the household. Some believe he is who he says he is. Others are convinced he's an imposter. As a court date looms to determine his legitimacy and his claim to the family fortune, Grace must decide what she believes and what she's willing to risk. Is Charles really her cousin? An interloper? A mirror of her own ambitions? And in a house built on illusions, what does authenticity truly mean? In art, in love, and in family? This is Karen Ray. Please join me for Nell Stevens, The Original.